And let's go now to Pam Bellick. She's a New York Times reporter who has a story out this morning looking at the looking at recession anxiety and how it's touching even those who have jobs and money in the bank. Hey, Pam, these people, you could argue, have it good. So why are they feeling so bad?
Yes, it's interesting. I think they themselves and therapists are telling us that a lot of the anxiety that they're feeling is related to the uncertainty that seems to be so pervasive, and they're seeing people that they know lose jobs. They're hearing, you know, consistent streams of bad and worrisome economic news, and it's creating a sense to them that even though they may be okay for now, they're not sure if or when the other shoe will drop.
What does it say that even the federal government is concerned?
I think that they are hearing reports and seeing signs such as increased calls to suicide hotlines that suggest to them that this is something that they need to take seriously, and it's very widespread. And one thing that I found very interesting is that the Federal Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration has recently called in all of its natural disaster coordinators from around the country. These are the people who do counseling for people who are hit by tornadoes or earthquakes or floods, and they called them in for a training session to say to them, look, there are a lot of similarities here between natural disasters and what people are going through as a result of the economy.
Okay. They're trying to put up emotional sandbags. Let's go to Victoria Villalba. She's joining us from Miami, and she, in fact, has experienced her own bout with this type of anxiety. Thanks for joining us, Victoria. Now, you have a job helping people find jobs. How's it working for you?
This is the most difficult time. You know, I can tell you unemployment is, you know, the highest that it's been in probably 30 years, 33 years. I've been in this business for about 24 years, and I've never seen it like this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as you began your program, you mentioned there's two sides to this, anxiety and hope. And I'm one of those that has hope that this is going to turn around soon, and we're going to shake out of this, and hopefully sooner before later. But in the meantime, I think that, you know, many of the candidates going through this are filled with fear and anxiety. And myself, hearing their stories day in and day out, makes me anxious.
Give me an example. How is it getting to you? Like, when did you sit up and go, wow, I might need to get some help?
You know, I really began to see it turn probably about 18 or 20 months ago is really when I began to see the influx of candidates coming
in. I want to know,
obviously.
How did you see it in your own life, though, Victoria? Not the numbers as they were going through your office, but I'm assuming that there must have been a night where you all of a sudden it was 3 a.m. and you didn't need an alarm clock.
Correct. Yeah, it hit me in ways. I mean, for me, it's really affected my sleeping. You know, I can imagine for some. I mean, I just heard, you know, you mentioned substance abuse and other ways that it affects people. But for me, it really has affected my sleeping. And I sit up and, you know, when it does wake me up in the middle of the night, I generally think of the people that I've talked to throughout the day. But it is certainly affected my sleeping habits.
And what are the stories you're hearing?
From candidates?
Yes.
All sorts of things. You know, when you know, a gentleman comes in that's worked, you know, for the last 18 years at a particular company, and he's been out of work for 10 or 12 months, and he's losing his home, and he's already had one car repossessed, and he's taken his three children out of private school to put them in public school, and I hear these stories, and it's not just one story. I hear, you know, several sad stories. It wears on you.
I bet it does. Pam, I want to turn back to you for a moment. It strikes me that one of the things that's going on here, it's the sheer volume of information that people are hearing.
Yes, I think that is true. It's hard for people to turn it off. Several people that I interviewed said that they just found themselves sort of transfixed. They felt like they had to keep track of every economic report. And, you know, it's complicated and overwhelming.
Now, of course, we have links to your article, but quickly, what is it that people should turn to if they want some relief from this kind of anxiety?
Well, we talked to a whole range of psychologists, psychiatrists, people who, you know, do other types of counseling. And obviously every case is an individual case, but most common advice was that for people to try to find ways to take control of things that they can control in their life, to make decisions about financial matters, even if they're small, that will make them feel like they're more in control, and also to do, you know, the healthy things that that keep you, you know, more stable.
Want to thank you both. That's Pam Bellick. She is with the New York Times story this morning on recession anxiety. We also talked to Victoria Villalba down there in Miami, and best of luck to you.